Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Well, let's find out more about Jarrell Casey, and we go to Joe Rexroad. I hope I got that right, Joe. He's the senior writer columnist for The Athletic in Nashville. Hey, Joe, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, and you did get that right.
Nice.
The first day of school, many years for me, I heard Rex Rod, so I appreciate that.
No problem. Okay, tell us about Jarrell Casey. What should we know?
He's a really good player, and he's a tremendous leader, a guy that it's hard for me to honestly imagine the Titans without him in the locker room. He's been a pillar for that franchise for a long time, and of course was a great player through some really bad teams, and now, you know, the Titans have kind of come on, and of course he gets traded. I'm a little bit stunned by the trade. I get it as well, because another thing to know is that he did fall off a little bit last year. He's 30 years old. He was not as dominant, and this is eyeball test, and it's, you know, if you like Pro Football Focus, I mean, you know, the numbers went down there overall in the regular season. He wasn't as overwhelming. And I've always thought for a long time he's one of the underrated guys around in this league playing defensive line. So I think he fell off a little bit. He also, though, was great in the playoffs. You know, he looked like vintage Jarrell Casey as the Titans made it to the AFC title game.
You know, it's interesting to me because he's been to five straight Pro Bowls, and we're all sitting here talking about how he's kind of fallen off a little bit. Well, okay, so if he's fallen off, what is the floor? What is the baseline? How good is the baseline?
Yeah, well, right. I mean, that's the thing. He's still good. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, again, you got used to a certain thing. And I've just from my background, I've been here in Nashville since 2016. So I, you know, missed a lot of his first several years in the NFL. One of the first things I immediately noticed, you know, once you start covering Titans games, I'm like, why does no one talk about this guy? You know, just a tremendous player. And again, just a guy who, you know how it is, man. If you're dominant up front on the defensive line and you're not surrounded with a ton of help, you're doubled on every play. And that's been Jarrell Casey. So, I mean, look, I think the floor sometimes does happen once guys get into their 30s. So, you know, I don't know the answer to that. But I would say that last year's performance, which was a bit of a step back, was still really good. I mean, he's still a really good player. It's just that for the first three seasons I watched him, I was like, you know, we're talking about one of the underrated guys in this league. No one talks about him enough. He's, you know, he's just a monster.
So is Pro Bowl still a reasonable expectation for him?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, here's the thing.
First of all, he was a Pro Bowl sub last year, right? I mean, he got to the Pro Bowl because
he's
Chris
been to
Jones,
five straight Pro Bowls.
I get it, but he got there last year because Chris Jones went to the Super Bowl.
Been five straight.
All right, dude. Are you not listening to Joe or Bal? Joe, he's telling you the truth. He's not ripping him. He's telling you there is a little bit of a decline. He got to the Pro Bowl because somebody else dropped out. He's just not the same guy, but he's still a good player. Joe, right? I mean, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, I am. And I'll say this, too, about Jarrell Casey. Like, I don't know. You know, he may have been totally ready for this because, you know, it's a $13 million cap at the next 3 years. And, you know, he may not have been shocked by this. But even if he wasn't, I guarantee you that this will be a motivator for him. And he's the kind of guy that absolutely would use something like this and I would say would respond with the absolute best he can put on that field. You know, so, I mean, if you're the Broncos or you're a Broncos fan, I would feel good about the idea of Jarrell Casey coming in and being very, very motivated to, I don't know if it's necessarily get back to the Titans for this, but to show people that he's still a great player.
Right.
So
did the Titans run out of money with Travis Henry and Tannehill? I mean, is this kind of, I mean, because I read that Clowney is on your radar.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what the, you know, because you could look at it a few ways. one, they tagged Derrick Henry, but, you know, they still could, of course, try to get a long-term deal with him. Logan Ryan is an important player who's
right.
a free agent at corner.
About him, right.
But yeah, Clowney definitely. That's the first thing that came to my mind is Clowney because, of course, Mike Vrabel coached Clowney in Houston and, you know, loved to move him around and you know, they used him. I think they used him there better than they probably did in Seattle. And so now this opens up the possibility for them to go after him. And, you know, he and Vrabel, by all accounts, had a really good relationship then. So that could be what this is making that possible.
All right, Joe, we appreciate it. Sounds like we got a good dude. And I appreciate you putting it in the proper perspective.
Sounds like we got a 5-time Pro Bowler.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, too, honestly, one thing real quick, he is amazing in the community, too. He'll be so great. He and his wife are just really, they're above and beyond. So people will love that.
Yep. Okay.
Thanks,
man. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.